USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. The hunt for five people aboard a small submarine missing in the North Atlantic is the top priority of the U.S. Coast Guard right now, so says Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick.
Our crews are working around the clock to ensure that we are doing everything possible to locate the Titan and the five crew members.
Titan's the name of the small submersible that takes five people 2 miles down to the ocean floor to view the legendary ship's wreckage. Frederick says this is a huge effort.
With C-130 aircraft searching by sight and with radar, and subsurface with P-3 aircraft, we're able to drop and monitor sonar buoys. Those search efforts have not yielded any results.
U.S., Canadian, and private vessels are all involved, as the five on the sub have about 2 days' worth of oxygen left. Two misdemeanors and probation, a reported plea deal for Hunter Biden to settle charges of failing to pay federal income taxes. The deal also resolves a charge of Biden possessing a firearm while being an addict. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls that a sweetheart deal. Former President Trump says the Justice Department cleared up hundreds of years of criminal liability by giving Hunter Biden a mere traffic ticket. Trump's classified documents trial takes place in Fort Pierce, Florida, not in Palm Beach County, where the allegations are centered. The judge has set a trial date of August 14th, but Trump's lawyers are expected to ask for a delay. Another day of big storms expected along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Alabama, the system on track to hit Florida tomorrow. Hurricane watchers now say Tropical Storm Brett will probably not increase to hurricane strength. Brett has sustained winds of about 40 miles an hour and is moving toward the eastern Caribbean. Electric vehicle maker Rivian is going to adopt Tesla's technology for hooking up its vehicles to be recharged. GM and Ford have also agreed to the Tesla specs. Tesla's huge network accounts for more than half the fast charging stations in the USA. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new study adds more weight to the notion that people need people. Those who are socially isolated are nearly one-third more likely to die early. Lonely people are about 14% more susceptible to an early death.
The numbers give researchers more confidence about how isolation and loneliness, just on their own, can be factors for an early death. Past studies have yielded conflicting results, possibly because each is focused on specific people or just one region. The new paper published in the medical journal Human Nature Behavior is actually a study of studies, an aggregate of research from all over the world involving more than 2 million adults. I'm Lance Pry.
Perhaps the last place you'd think is the last state in the USA to end its COVID emergency rules.
You had told me that my home state of Texas would have been the last state still existing under a COVID emergency, even after Joe Biden ended the federal emergency. I would not have believed you.
Texas State Representative Brian Harrison on the bill Governor Greg Abbott recently signed, banning local governments from enforcing COVID mandates. But private businesses in Texas may still set their own COVID rules, including firing unvaccinated workers. The White House is holding a series of events to mark the one-year anniversary of a Supreme Court ruling it did not want to see, the reversal of Roe versus Wade. First Lady Jill Biden's holding a roundtable today. The president speaks on the subject later this week. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA!